Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, okay, it is now springtime, and we like to talk about a lot of things, but people still enjoy a lot of Chardonnay.
Oh, sure.
And you know what? I'm in that list. And it's funny, kind of, you know, right around now, there's actually, you don't have to spend a ton of money to get some pretty serviceable Chardonnays.
No, you don't. And in fact, some of the entry-level Chardonnays from some of the bigger names are actually pretty decent. And kind of give you a scaled down version of what the big boy is,
right,
at a very scaled down price,
which we like.
Yeah, let me start off with something though that is not from California. It was a bit of an oddball, but I had to try it. It's a Chardonnay from the Loire Valley, so it has to be just a Vin de Pays, Val de Loire. It's called Domaine des Herbauges, 2015 at $15. This was a very, very nice wine, totally unoaked. There's a touch of minerality and no oak at all on it, but you do get a lot of tangerine, a touch of floral notes. Very light, very dry, crisp. Pretty unusual for a Chardonnay. I might not have picked it out as a Chardonnay in a blind tasting.
Well, you're also surprised to see it from the Loire.
Yeah. So I was really curious, and I'm glad I tried it. Martin Ray is a pretty nice name from California, and I had a chance to try the Russian River Valley Chardonnay, and it's pretty good value. This is a wine for people who don't mind a little bit of oak in their Chardonnay. I'm not saying it's over the top, but there is some good oak in it. The nose shows a lot of tropical fruit, some earthy oak and wet slate. And when you taste it, you get a burst of, which is typical, I think, sweet tropical fruit flavors. And again, a little bit of that soaring oak. Uh-huh. So if you don't mind, it actually tastes pretty. It's pretty good. Nice everyday Chardonnay.
I do like a little oak.
A little oak is fine.
I don't like it to be too much.
No, nobody does. $16. So
good value.
That's not too bad. That's not too bad. Here's one I really did like. We used to call him Billy Hill. William Hill.
Okay.
Chardonnay from the North Coast. This is, you know, one of his lesser wines. But he's a good Chardonnay maker. And in your better California Chards, you get sweet tropical fruit. You get some vanilla, butterscotch, and kind of sleek, perfumey oak. And that's what you get with this wine, but just kind of like scaled down. It's
okay.
It's not over the top. And that actually makes it kind of nice.
So good picnic wine, not necessarily Saturday dinner.
That's a good way of looking at it. It's a nice package to, you know, put together a good Chardonnay, and it really represents the grape pretty well. So I liked it. And $16.
Okay.
You know, Billy Hill.
All right.
Can't go wrong with that.
No, that's pretty good.
One of the big names in Chardonnay is Newton.
Big time.
Big time. And their basic, I guess, sort of entry-level wine from 2014 is their 66% Sonoma, 34% Napa. And those are two distinct styles of Chardonnay.
Yes, they are.
Most definitely. The aromas on this wine feature mild pineapple, pear, and peach notes with a distinct perfume of French oak. And on the palate, the wine mingles three layers. There's acidity. There's a fruit layer, and then a creaminess at the bottom. I suspect malolactic fermentation,
right,
a little bit of Surlis,
right,
stirring in that. There's a respectable touch of oak, but I think it was very, very well behaved. And then there's a nice closing streak of minerality. The elements are very well integrated.
Sounds terrific.
It's a nice bottle of wine. A little on the lean side, which is fine.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's the way I like to see it these days. So that's the Newton Chard. We're going to put all of these on the
What's
website.
What's the price on that?
Oh, Hugh, I forgot to tell you. It's $23.
Oh, okay. Not bad.
That's not bad at all. You might want to give these a try.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.